Where are we? Are we outside? Everything's moving.
Is that the alien ray gun?
Ow!
It's fries.
The best buys are always, always
in the middle of a crowded
room. At Fries.
Yes. Yes, they are. Especially on September 28th, 2005.
Notes Underground. I think we might take the from the off.
I think we should. I think it should just be
Notes Underground.
Snotes.
Snotes.
Snunder.
Snotes Underground.
Snotes. Snunder.
Snout.
Snoots. Is it the snorks? Snorks. Snorkels. Snorks?
I read about that.
I totally thought that that guy going, ooh, I thought that was one of you guys. I was like, we're all looking around like, who the hell is that?
Is it off key at all?
No, it's just real. There's no effects on it at all. So it's like exactly like the same like sound settings as one of our mics.
I like it. I like that he does that. But every time I play it,
it's
I feel
a little
like
shocking.
Someone's not going to like it.
Yeah.
That part.
No, I like the whole. I liked that it was that rough.
Yeah.
Because the doot, you know, the really high pitched guitar, that was tough to take after a little while too.
Yeah, and repetitive.
Well, it's just loud because it's so much higher than the rest of everything else.
Where'd you get that track?
A friend from work recommended it.
I liked it. I actually liked it very much. It'd be very cool.
The Cribs, another number.
Yeah, them. You know, they've been hanging out at the crib, yo.
Oh,
that's the only thing.
How do you
choose the name the Cribs and not like?
Well, the Crabs was taken. First thing I can think of.
That's funny. Why am I the only one laughing? You guys kill me.
Yeah, I know. I gotta get the laugh track going. There we go.
You knew exactly where that was. I prefer Halo-like elevators or mothership transporters for my sound effects, if you can.
Whoa, dude,
that wasn't right.
So, guess what? We're number 12 in the music podcast on Podcast Alley.
What does that really mean?
It's because we had people vote for us.
Yeah,
for the first
people
time.
Finally voted.
Means.
And September's
not
almost over,
over. But
yeah,
not.
It'll be over. It'll be over by the time we publish this.
Well, then you need to get on that.
Well, let's everybody vote in October because we didn't
revote.
Start.
You can revote. That's the best part about this. You can vote once a month for us, and you can push us because we're very happy. Like
because we had half of our overall votes in the month of September.
All right, way to go, people! And all of them
we're begging. Beggars.
So all of them are from Lee.
We'll keep going.
They're all from Lee. Lee voted 7,000.
No, you can't. Each person can only vote once per month.
Or your
what? Per screen name?
Per,
well,
yes,
yeah,
per
you can get a bunch of screen
Lee
names.
Lee the Dork wrote a 100-song album. I think the guy's got a dozen screen names.
Lee the Dork is genius.
He is a genius.
He's one of those dudes that he's like a Henry Darger. They're going to find him like holed up in some attic somewhere having lived there for 30 years, and they're going to find like just tape and tape.
I thought that was
music.
Already the case. Sorry, Lee. Joking.
No, I don't think he would even mind that. I think he'd probably feel very flattered.
Why does it remind me of that guy Laszlo from Real Genius who kind of came out of the closet and went down underneath and he entered the sweepstakes about 7 billion times?
That guy was awesome. Yeah. Laszlo. Out of nowhere.
Bring it. That's Whee! 80s film.
High five.
80s film.
Here, let me play mine. I'm going to do my track now. Okay,
there is still so much to see.
Tell me that song doesn't fucking rock.
It is great, but my thing was cutting out the whole time. And you kept telling me that's the song, which I thought would be pretty genius if you fucked with your listeners that way.
Well, maybe
I'm shorting out down here.
It was cutting out?
It's totally cutting out.
Well, that's because it wasn't plugged in.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But you made that sound like that was the song doing it. And I'm like, wow, they're fucking with their listeners so bad. But that's genius.
Yeah.
And you and you missed that we were making faces at each other the entire time. Just like nothing.
Zachary went to get some water, but he's back.
Yes.
He's back.
I was thirsty.
But no one knew that. I mean, that's all behind the scenes.
Well, no one would have known it if you hadn't said anything.
I know, but as a...
honest person.
As Seth and Jess were putting it, podcasting is inherently self-referential. Like, you just... because there's nobody putting a bunch of money into marketing these things and we're all trying to help each other out, we talk about podcasting and during it. It's like one of those art forms where, you know, people make movies about movies and they write songs about writing songs, but like... Okay.
Wow, that was not rude at all. Oh my god.
Okay.
I was actually fascinated, which is why I wasn't saying anything, because if I wasn't I would have talked
about it. I'm obviously just people. Talking too much.
No.
How about another song?
No. That's three people. Three people, 12 pounds of people. I keep my head up tight.
Little Frayed, and my buddy Louie turned me on to it. But I think we're going to move directly isn't someone on the line?
Shine a light. Shine a light.
Okay. To be honest, I found them. I went looking for a particular song off theirs because I liked listening to the album, but I could not tell you much about
this
band.
That's cool. They got kind of 60s thing going on.
They're Sub Pop, right?
Sub Pop. Yeah.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, what's going on?
What happened? Lee called during the song, so.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
I was likening your musical prolific. Ness. Is it prolificness? Ness. Prolificity?
Profundity?
Prolificity.
Is it?
I don't know.
That's awesome. I'm using that. Prolificity.
Hey, Jessica, good. If you're listening, I know you're a woman of many words, so would you hook us up with the actual word there?
Yeah, please. Because I'm an editor, so I'm an idiot with words.
Wow, that's really a bad
Anyways,
idea.
Finish your thought. But I was likening you to Henry Darger, you know, the artist.
Who?
Henry Darger, the artist who was a whole, you know, like a...
The Artful Darger?
Kind of like a genius recluse.
Yeah, you know, you're the Henry Darger of Powhatan, Virginia.
Powhatan. You always say it. You always say it.
Mostly, Lee, we're talking about a genius
in
his own way.
Thank you.
Lee, is it Powhatan?
Yes.
P-A-W?
P-O-W. Wow.
Prisoner of Powhatan.
Is that a Native American name?
Yes, Pocahontas' father.
God. So that was the guy that wanted to kill John Smith.
Exactly.
God,
I'd want to kill him too. What a retarded name.
We made the national news this week.
What happened?
D'Angelo wrecked his Hummer in Powhatan.
Yeah! Yeah.
That's so sweet.
How about some brown sugar?
That's funny.
How about some sugar, baby?
How about need a new
car? I told you he lived near here.
What happened? Okay, well then here, answer this. Riddle me this, Henry Darger of Powhatan. Where's he been since Voodoo? The dude.
Hanging out in Powhatan, apparently. The drummer in my band has a friend who lives across the street from him, and he cuts his grass when he goes on tour.
That detail makes the whole story. Cuts his grass. Nobody has a lawn out here.
He's seen Questlove in the driveway.
Wait, I heard you were on the Daily Source Code, right?
That's what I heard.
What's going on with that? That's pretty cool. Like, that's a pretty high profile podcast. Did you just do a promo, or did he play? Oh, he played it on the PodSafe Network or whatever.
Yeah, I put most of my the Lee Harris 3 CD up on that thing.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
So it was one of your tracks.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome, man! Congratulations.
It actually was the hidden track off of the CD because the drummer in our band, the same one that has the friend who cuts D'Angelo's grass, hates the song. And me and the bass player like the song, so we just put it on as a hidden track.
Right. That's the politics of being in a band.
And that's the hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you can rub it in your drummer's face.
It's like the Clash's Train in Vain was their big hit before Should I Stay or Should I Go, and that was a hidden track on London Calling originally.
What's up with the hidden track? Now, do you mean that there's 5 minutes of silence before
sometimes
the end of it? Is that what's going on this particular one? Or like it's on track 12, it starts at minute 10 or something like that?
Yeah.
59.
Actually indexed it because I hate those ones that come in 10 minutes into it.
So did you index like 5 minutes of silence? Or how did you do that?
The last song on the CD has I forgot how many. I picked a number that was meaningful to me for some reason, but I don't remember what it was. Because when you're sequencing the thing in SoundForge or whatever, you can tack on as much silence as you want at the end of a track.
Uh-huh.
So I just picked a number.
Oh, I got you. So you just put a lot of silence at the end of the track right before it. What was that on that Silver Sun Pickups? They have like 10 silence tracks in between.
Right, they're all 25 seconds or something like
that.
Why?
I just don't like. I mean, I don't know.
They're all at different lengths, and it's totally weird. I have no idea.
If you know that you can skip forward for it, then cool. But I mean, what's the sound
it's
of
total
a hidden track?
No, they indexed it, but there's 10 tracks of silence in between.
So you have to forward through 10 tracks to get to their hidden track.
Yeah,
way to go, guys.
It's a pain in the ass if you have it on shuffle or something.
Yeah,
totally.
Oh. Sheboygan.
But at least that song is indexed.
What's the song?
And when you import them into iTunes, that you have these little 10-second long blank tracks or whatever.
Oh yeah, and then you got to remove that from your pod. You have to take all those out when you import them. You follow me, Lee?
I'm following.
Damn,
I'm a genius. Remember?
Yes, you are.
From Powhatan,
Henry Darger.
So Lee, will you hit us up with some of the Dork Report?
Got it.
Should I do the intro real quick? Should I do the intro real quick?
The Dork Report. The Dork Report. The Dork Report. The Dork Report.
Dateline, New York. Bruce Springsteen is celebrating the 30th anniversary of Born to Run. It's going to be remastered with two bonus DVDs.
Two?
With Bruce Springsteen playing live in 1975.
The guy just keeps pumping it out.
He's the boss.
Doesn't stop.
Dateline Powhatan. R&B crooner D'Angelo had a wreck. I banged up my ribs, but other than that, I'm fine, he told the AP in a phone interview Monday from his suburban home. Out of the hospital for 2 days, the singer said he's eager to get back to the studio. He was not wearing a seatbelt. The accident occurred in Powhatan County, a bedroom community west of the city. All right.
What's a bedroom community?
It means there's 8,000 people that live here. And
in
you
your
can
bedroom.
Get to the city in, within an hour, I guess.
All right.
This is where the bedrooms are.
Tracked home living.
Yeah, like everyone eats in a different part of town.
Yes, exactly.
Are we fucking up the pace of his report?
It's not the restaurant community. It's the bedroom community. Right. Dateline, New York. Lestat. The Elton John Bernie Taupin musical featuring Anne Rice's vampire hero will open on Broadway April 13th.
Yeah, wow. Blah, that, no.
Did y'all just eat or something?
No. Why, are we mellow?
Yeah.
All right, that sucks!
Did you all just eat?
This is like the total mellow.
This is
report.
Called remedial listening.
This is the stoned report. The stoned
report.
No, it's not. We're not stoned. We're none
of
us.
No, he is. He's probably like, did that go too fast? Wait,
people
are they listening to me?
Contribute to Katrina relief efforts through Brian Wilson's website will be getting a personal phone call from Brian Wilson if they contribute over $100, and he'll match their donations.
Dude, why would you want that crazy bastard calling you?
I don't want him to have my phone number.
Hell no.
That's cool.
Dateline, Winchester, Virginia. The home of Patsy Cline is now recognized by Virginia as a landmark.
Yeah.
Dateline, New York. Aerosmith has tapped Lenny Kravitz as their opening act for their fall tour, which will kick off October 30th.
That's pretty good.
Golly, nothing. ABBA the Movie, a 1977 documentary film based on the Swedish supergroup's tour of Australia that year, will arrive on DVD on October 25th.
Yes!
Woohoo!
Now, ABBA, like now that's something I can cheer for. I like me some ABBA.
Did you ever see that musical?
What was that called again? I saw
Mama
that.
Mamma Mia?
I saw it. I didn't like it very much.
You saw it?
I saw it.
You remember the ABBA teens or whatever?
Did you take it was a date, wasn't it?
No, I took a bunch of acid. I went there.
What?
And I decided to see ABBA. No, my folks made me go. My folks made me go, and it was awful because I don't even think they listened to that.
Did
music.
You go off during Dancing Queen?
Like, my parents would go because they heard that it was really great, but they never even listened to ABBA.
Right.
That's the difference, you know? I like the music, but the whole story I didn't like.
So,
anyways, we're
your
off
parents
point.
Are trendy, is what you're saying.
My parents are so hip.
Yeah. Okay.
They gave me the acid. Listen, we don't care if you like this or not, but trip with us. Sorry, Lee.
Urban Outfitters and Filter Magazine are putting out a 2-CD Hurricane Benefit CD with an unreleased Tom Waits song and Death Cab for Cutie, TV on the Radio, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Beck Gang of Four, Calexico, Granddaddy, Sugar Rose, British Sea Power. 10,000 copies will be made available.
What a bang-up lineup.
At the Urban Outfitters.
That's pretty cool.
Black Rebel's new album, I'm probably late on this. I like it.
What's the name of that thing that Radiohead's doing? They've got some benefit CD. Radiohead and Elbow and a few other bands. It's like for World Hunger or something.
Huh.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Radiohead just
in my dork report.
Radiohead just released.
Therefore, it must not exist.
It's not in my dork report. I have no idea.
Yeah, you're making that shit up.
Yeah, no, I just heard the new Radiohead track. It actually sounds really good. It's really mellow, though. It's not rock and roll at all.
R. Kelly's wife, Andrea, had obtained a restraining order against the R&B superstar earlier this month, claiming he slapped her.
Ooh.
All right.
Are you waiting for a laugh track or something? Because you're pausing.
I don't know, yeah.
No, this is good news. It's good news, but it's like, oh, he slapped her.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Stevie Wonder's first new album, A Time to Love, will come out October 18th. The Fugees have a new album coming out, which doesn't make any sense. And
the Smurfs are laughing right now.
Good.
Yeah.
And after I'm gonna talk about this every time there's a story about it, because I think I talked about it in one of the earlier ones, earlier Dork Reports. After nearly 15 years of promises, Neil Young is now confident that a slew of material from his vaults will begin to see the light of day in 2006. With his latest album, Prairie Wind, out next week, the rock legend is planning several 8-CD sets packed with outtakes, home recordings, album tracks, live cuts, and DVDs.
Wow.
I know.
That'll be great. Is he gonna call that like century instead of decade?
Or like, I don't know.
A couple decades?
When did he have an operation?
Last month, I think.
Last month. Do you know he had a stroke?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Or no, he had a block. He didn't have a stroke. Sorry, take that back. He had an aneurysm.
Whoa, those are heavy. Usually people don't live from that.
He had brain surgery, which is not the kind of surgery you want.
Versus dick surgery?
Any other kind of surgery.
That's the kind you want?
Yeah, there's some surgeries that aren't bad, like breast enhancement surgery, dick enhancement surgery.
You're so from L.A.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And I just got into nip tuck, too. What the hell's happening to me?
Yeah.
You're Hollywood, dude.
No, yeah. I never watched the show.
Whatever, dude. You're Hollywood.
I guess, man. I'm fucking Hollywood.
Hey, Powhatan. Laugh at Hollywood over
there?
Here.
You still there, Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm just smoking some pot.
No.
He's a liar.
You're not.
No, I'm not smoking any pot.
He's like, I'm snorting coke.
Okay. I used to know a guy out here that grew pot. He was like 70 years old.
Oh, I have a news. Oh, shut. I have a news bit. They found in the Malibu State Park.
I'm gonna kill Mitch.
They found in the state the Malibu Park up there a huge field of pot.
Let's go.
No, they confiscated it. They tore it all up. And the rumor is right now that was the set of where they filmed the original MASH. With Donald Sutherland and all those guys who are all stoned out of their minds the whole time.
It's been growing since the 60s, unnoticed.
I have a hard time with that. Stoners somewhere would have found it.
Well, I was thinking today, like, there's about 5 million stoners in L.A. They're just like, shit!
That was like geocasting.
No! They killed it all?
Yeah.
There's no way that a hard-up stoner wouldn't be like, all right, dude, I just looked this up online. MASH set's filled with pot. It's been sitting there.
That's so funny. It's so weird to think like that was filmed in L.A. and like you go back and watch it and you're like, oh yeah, those hills look exactly like the hills behind my house.
Yeah,
of course it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's it for the Dork Report.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I did all the new release stuff last week. I pretty much got caught up.
Lee, you're the shit.
I wanted to send a shout out and a thank you for playing the Gang of Four thing last week.
Okay.
Because I guess you were talking about your brothers, your older brother was into them or something.
Younger brother.
My uncle was into them. And,
your uncle, you're making me feel like grandpa out here.
Oh, sorry.
A friend of mine taped that for me like when I was in ninth grade, and it changed my life. The Gang of Four Entertainment.
Yeah, well, hey, what's the deal with this? Because I've been talking to – who was I talking to? I was talking to one guy online, and he corrected me, saying that Damaged Goods was actually off the 1979 release Entertainment, right?
Yeah, they've re-recorded songs off of their first three albums.
Okay, so was that the re-recording or was that the original? I think that was the
re-recording.
Yeah, because I was saying it was like the new Damaged Goods or da da da. And I'm not as familiar with Gang of Four as I should be. Like, it's one of the few bands that I've always loved, but I don't know a ton about. So I was feeling a little bit like I was an idiot for messing that up.
Well, I think that's why I wanted to bring it up to correct you.
All right. Thanks. Thanks again there. Wow, Lee. So good to have you on the show. It's always such a...
Well, no, you mean... I mean, Gang of Four, that album really... this guy...
That's from the Entertainment album is what the guy... What, Michael Reynolds?
Yeah, Michael Reynolds.
Yeah, yeah. That was a comment we got from a guy from Kansas City.
This guy I knew was in a hardcore punk band and stuff, and I was listening to Talking Heads, and he had the Gang of Four thing, and he's like, well, you might like this sounds kind of like Talking Heads, and I did, and it really did. It was one of the first records, you know, the first record you liked that wasn't on the radio,
right?
That was like my first record where I discovered there was a world of music beyond Linda Ronstadt,
right?
There isn't a world beyond Linda.
Wait, did you not have, you don't have older brothers or sisters?
No, I've got like a half brother who's like 13 or 14 or something.
I think that was the biggest. Well, I'm sure there's other things that I'm not acknowledging, but I had three older brothers, and that was as a child, that was the biggest benefit, was that they were all into music that wasn't necessarily on the radio. So, you know, where my friends were getting, like, I don't know, crap that I
Tone Loke,
you know, and Bon Jovi, yeah. Then I was getting, like, Peter Gabriel, and...
Yeah. That's what my uncle was doing for me. Like, for my 9th or 10th birthday, he gave me, like... 3 cassettes, and one of them was a Bob Marley cassette, and one of them was a Gang of Four cassette, and one of them was who was the other one?
The Thompson Twins.
No, I can't remember who the other one
Human
is.
Human League.
But it was awesome. Oh, it was like Descendants.
Roxy Music.
It was like Descendants. No, it was Roxy.
Very good.
It's probably Roxy. But no, he gave me Descendants. I mean, he turned me into the Pixies.
Pixies.
I mean, he's very cool.
Hey, Lee, did you listen to Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah from one of the previous shows?
I remember y'all playing them, yeah, and you were trying to figure out what tune it was or something.
Go listen to that. I would love to hear your opinion next week of that album, because some people really like it and some people maybe don't, because it sounds so much like Talking Heads material or David Byrne, but I love it, and I can't stop listening to the music. I want to know what you think.
I mean, I read a blurb about them that some major labels have approached them to sign with them, and they've said no thanks.
Yeah, they're all self-made. They're like, we can do it ourselves, thanks.
Let's get them on.
Yeah.
No, another phone, another Skype train wreck.
Well, hey, Lee, we got a bunch more music to get through and all that, but we really appreciate your call once again. It's really great having your news, and you're a great guy. So thanks for calling in.
Yeah, it's nice to have a friend.
I'm glad I could throw in some Powhatan news this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
No, bring it. We'd love to find out more about your town.
Yeah. Give our best to D'Angelo.
You got to give us some more local Powhatan.
I will. I'll grab the Powhatan newspaper and give you some news.
Like,
out
just
of that
someone we don't
time.
Even know. Like,
what's it called? The Gazette?
Powhatan Weekly, I think. They've got a website.
All right, I'm gonna check it out, because I'm gonna start
news off the website if you want me to.
I'm gonna start messing with you now. I'm gonna have like the Powhatan report.
Whatever you want, Lee. As long as it's coming from you, it's gonna be good.
I'm gonna screw with this head.
Hell yeah! Woo! Okay, sorry. Just
Hank Jr., baby.
Hey, woo! Wait. Where's Mr. T? Where's Mr. T?
You know, there's a truck that I see driving around Powhatan, and they've taken those little stickers you can buy, like the little letters that are stickers.
Yeah.
Where you can make your own message.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And on the back of their truck, they put, you go, George W.
Oh, shit.
I love that.
Hey, Lee, where's Mr. T?
Oh, well, you know. Hold on.
Don't make me mad.
All right. Speaking of that.
Don't make me mad.
Mr. T's got a talk show coming out. He's going to probably do that. He'll probably do more of those things.
Oh, like he's going to be Oprah?
We can expect more Mr. T-isms for his new show. I just don't know when it's coming out, but Mr. T is going to get a talk show.
Great. Well,
Lee, give me one more.
First name, Mr. Middle name, period. Last name, T.
That's
Lee.
The best one. Thank you.
All right. It's Powhatan Today is the name of the newspaper. If anybody wants to go check out powhatantoday.com, it's a hot site.
I'm checking it out.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks, Lee.
Straight from the streets of Pat.
Thank you.
Peace
Bye,
out.
Everybody.
Thanks, Megan, for sending that in. That was a cool track.
Awesome.
What did you guys think?
I liked it. Zach?
Who was it?
It's a band called All of Us / None, None of us. Us.
They have a great site. That was the website you were looking through earlier.
Yeah, that. Well, yeah, it's kind of more.
It was pretty cool.
Which Megan sent that to us?
Megan Mayhappy.
Megan?
From the thingy?
No.
Oh.
Just somebody on MySpace, Megan.
Oh, hi, Megan.
Hi, MySpace Megan.
She's a friend of mine. We went to Coachella.
Oh, she's one of your 6,000 MySpace friends?
Oh. No, we were hanging out at Coachella
so
together.
So you actually hung out in person?
Yeah.
That's killer.
Yeah.
And I know so many of my inner friends I don't really get to ever hang out with in person. It's such a such a shame.
You're like just on the...
virtual friends?
You're like only on the interweb?
Well, you know, we chiggity. We cheese and, you know. Come on, though. What happened? I'm laughing at Bobby.
I don't know. Maybe we should play some music. Who
Please.
We got?
God.
Pinebender?
Yes.
Who sent this in? Oh!
Yeah.
thanks, Sam. We appreciate that. My eardrums hurt now a little bit.
A little bit. A little bit. Bobby's should hurt, too.
Rock and roll.
Thank you, Sam Doherty. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, he actually wrote a pretty nice little thing. Should I read what he wrote?
Yeah, give us a little.
Okay.
If you got it there.
I was just listening to episode 26, and you guys were talking about doing a listener submission only show, which this isn't. I had been considering submitting a track while now I have decided. The band is called Pinebender. They were on Ohio Gold Records, which is owned by a man called Andy Mueller.
Yeah, he has Mueller. He does OhioGirl.com and TheSimpleLife.com. He's like a big he's a designer, but he's got this like big following. It's like weird.
Oh, and he does skate shoes too, right?
Right. Well, there's the Lakai is own, like he works for Lakai, and it's just this weird thing where there's these like skate designers who design like shoes and like product for, because like the Lakai is a shoe company, but it will have pants and t-shirts and sweatshirts, and he'll design all that, and people are into it, and then he'll have his own personal work, and people are like cultish about their designers. It's very weird. It's
That's
an
cool.
interesting thing, but go check him out
cool
at OhioGirl.com.
When clothes and music and art converge.
Yeah.
I like that shit.
He's very cool. He's got a
That's
very,
like the
very cool.
It's like the ship in that regard, anyways, that different mediums are kind of found in the same place.
Right, because they've got Matryoshka who does clothing.
Right. So what his the thing that he said that I thought was interesting is he was talking about the Lakai shoes, because those are his skate shoes of choice, and it says, and it's through clicking on links on their site that I found this band. It's strange how you stumble upon good stuff, isn't it? And I think that's totally, I mean, that's that, like, you know, Sam, how you found this band is like how Bobby and Zach and I find music every week. We just
and
we kind
of found each other.
Yeah, we just go out there.
It's a metaphor for life.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam. I'm serious.
No, but hold the microphone.
It is. Listen, I was thinking about something important.
Okay. So you don't have to...
So I'm going to defy all rules right now and talk like that. It's a metaphor for life, Mitch.
Okay.
I don't play it straight.
Okay. Nobody will hear what you're saying.
Exactly. And I feel very misunderstood and not listened to and unheard.
Yeah. Well, I think that's cool. Thanks for sending that in.
Yeah. I actually thought I was actually being serious when I was like, when we found each other that way, we kind of, you know, it's like you just stumble onto certain things.
Certain people.
Yeah.
That was true. I was being serious too. Absolutely.
I got to say, it really did not sound like you were being serious.
Absolutely
in the
being
least.
Serious. Everything good that's happened in my life has been that way.
Okay. Well, because there was a moment there when you were talking, and it actually just sounded like you're being a real asshole.
I have the third brother syndrome right now, where I'm like in the middle of you two trying to answer to either the mic being away or something I've said that has been off. So, you know, it's tough sometimes. I just said it. That's it. You know, no biggie.
Are you guys fighting?
No, not at all. I just said that. He didn't think I was being genuine. I definitely was.
It's tough.
Again, it seems worse than it is, but mostly the view is accurate. You see your breath in the air as you climb up the stairs to the coffin you call your apartment, and you sink in your chair. Brush the snow from your hair and drink the cold away. And you're not really sure what you're doing this for, but you need something to fill up the days. A few more we'll be right back.
through you. Do these dreams have any meaning? No, no, I think it's more like a ghost that's been following us both. Something vague that we're not seeing. Something more like a feeling.
Cool, man. Thanks. Thanks right for sending that, Simon, from Alberta, Canada, from Northern Alberta, Canada. Let me just read what he wrote. Because I like reading stuff. I like it when you guys send us emails, comments at notesunderground.com. I like it when you send us music to music@notesunderground.com. And I like it when you write comments on the blog, too. That's cool. I like it when you write stuff on the blog because then other people can read it. But if you want to get personal, that's cool, too. So here's what Simon wrote. So he wanted to get personal. He sent something to comments at notesunderground.com. So now I'm reading it for all of you. I like your podcast. It plays great with the hicks I work with. I hope you're not playing this for your hick friends there, Simon. Even though you guys talk a lot and have segues as smooth as car wrecks, I can never bring myself to shut you off. Can you play Bright Eyes, Something Vague? Which we just did, so we're pretty fucking cool, huh? That's such a great track, even if it doesn't fit with your tastes. Give it a listen. Great lyrics. See ya. Yeah, so, I don't know. I think that wraps it up for tonight, folks. Good night, everybody.
Good night.